Let's start our second session. And we will start with the calling the guru from afar and just the instantaneous visualization of Shakyamuni Buddha there in the front of us. Always there. It's us who forgets. And a cry from the heart. Here we are. Buffeted around by the winds, the storms of samsara, yearning for a protection, crying out for protection. And so this is where we can find protection. Lama, think of me. Lama, think of me. Lama, think of me. Magnificently glorious Guru, dispelling the darkness of ignorance. Magnificently glorious Guru, revealing the path of liberation. Magnificently glorious Guru, liberating from the waters of samsara. Magnificently glorious Guru, eliminating the diseases of the five poisons. Magnificently glorious Guru, who is the wish-granting jewel, I beseech you, please bless me. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to remember impermanence and death from my heart. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to generate the thought of no need in my mind. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to abide one-pointedly in practice in isolated places. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to not have any hindrances to my practice. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to realize without error the view of the fundamental nature of reality. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me so that all bad conditions appear as a support. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me to accomplish effortlessly the two works of self and others. Magnificently glorious Guru, please bless me soon, very soon. Please bless me on this very cushion. Please bless me in this very session. May I not arise heresy even for a second in the actions of the glorious Guru. May I regard whatever actions are done as pure. With this devotion, may I receive the blessings of the Guru in my heart. Magnificent and precious Root Guru, please abide on the lotus seat at my heart. Guide me with your great kindness and grant me the realizations of your holy body, speech, and mind. I think that an emanation of Guru Shakyamuni, made of light, comes across space. Melts down through your head, comes to rest at your heart in that infinite radiance and kindness and wisdom. You become one with the Guru's holy body, speech, and mind. No difference between your heart, your nature, and that of the Guru Buddhas. Feel that at the very essence of your being, there at your heart chakra. And then through the power of your bodhicitta motivation, that incredibly deep impetus to help others, giving us the determination to become a Buddha for the benefit of all, then we take refuge and really invigorate our bodhicitta motivation. So we can do this in the English. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. Reciting the Four Immeasurables, making them one with your heart. May all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and its causes. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness that is without suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from the bias of attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Taking this sense of personal responsibility, and also with great courage and confidence, because light streams from Shakyamuni Buddha, blessing us with the inspiration, the ability to do so, to bring these four immeasurable attitudes to fruition. The seven in prayer. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present clouds of every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulated since beginningless time and rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until the end of cyclic existence and turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own and others' merits to the great enlightenment. Offering a mandala. This ground anointed with perfume, strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. Idam Guru Rana Mandala Kamniyatayami. So, bringing to mind the refuge field, all of our objects of refuge on a vast, pristine lotus, representing that indestructible purity of the mind. And this lotus is there in the space above you. On it, one main throne in the middle, and then smaller thrones surrounding. On the central throne, your guru, manifesting as Shakyamuni Buddha, with Vajradhara, the tantric manifestation of the Buddha, in his heart, blue like deep unobstructed space. And just in front of Shakyamuni Buddha is your root guru. Young, vibrant, incredibly healthy, full of energy. Your root guru is the one who you are the most connected to at the moment, that you feel the closest to at the moment. Shakyamuni Buddha and your guru are smiling at you, accepting you just as you are, caring for you, loving you unconditionally with great joyousness. Surrounding them are the gurus that you've taken teachings from in this life, including whoever taught you to read and write. And these really close gurus, they're also looking at you. and the rest of the refuge field surrounding are all gazing at Shakyamuni Buddha and the gurus just as you are. So on the throne to the left of the Buddha is Manjushri Buddha and all the lineage. On the throne to the right is Maitreya Buddha and all the lineage. Behind Vajradhara Buddha and the lineage. They're very animated. They have desks in front of them with all of the texts piled up. The manifestation of the Dharma, all the texts are singing their own sound, their own song, like a great symphony, lights emanating from them. And surrounding them are the Nirmanakaya aspect Buddhas, the 1,000 Buddhas of this eon, the 35 Buddhas, the 8 medicine Buddhas. There are also the Sangha refuge, the 8 great Bodhisattvas, the solitary realizers with the crown pinnacle like the Buddhas, and the hearers wearing robes and carrying the begging bowls. Around them, the Dakas and Dakinis. In dancing posture. Surrounding them, protectors, protecting from all the outer, inner, and secret obstacles. And below them, not on the lotus, are the worldly guardians of the four directions, the elementals, the custodians of the land. So, in the presence of our great refuge field, we can do the meditation, the lower scope meditation of a sturdy ladder. So, allowing your body to settle into a comfortable position, like steadying your balance at the base of a ladder. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, let go of tension or distraction. Feeling the stability of your posture, ready for practice. And set your intention to understand the path of the lower capable being, recognizing the importance of the steps of this part of the journey. All the practices in common with a lower scope. Because we might come to the Dharma from a higher scope teaching, from a sense of altruism, wishing to help others, or of thought transformation. But when life becomes incredibly stressful or pressured, and we have to wind back our spiritual ambitions, we might find ourselves come crashing down to earth because we don't have those lower rungs. We haven't reinforced the lower scope practices. Even the way that we place our ladder, those steps on the path to enlightenment, we need to have a stable ground, an even ground. We need the ground of equanimity. Equanimity towards ourself and towards others. We need to smooth out our bias and favoritism and our judgmentalism before we can even get started. And even the two rungs of the ladder, the two legs, we might be able to balance on just one or the other, but it's not very stable. We need one of the legs representing our precious human rebirth. How amazing it is. How we have everything we need right now to become a Buddha. And we need the other leg of recognizing death and impermanence. If we miss one or the other, our practice is stable, unstable, it spins around. We might be able to do it for a while, but it's not strong. It takes so much effort. We need both the fear of impermanence and the joy of knowing we can do it. The lower capable beings practice focuses on building the first few rungs of this ladder through ethical behavior and accumulating merit. And by constructing these initial rungs with care, we create a stable base for our ascent to the higher levels of spiritual insight. It's like carefully selecting strong, reliable materials for the lower rungs of a ladder, ensuring that they can support our weight as we climb higher. So, how might your spiritual journey change if you viewed ethical practices as building the foundation of your path? Our ethical practices are balanced and stable because they're based on equanimity. They're based on a recognition that regardless of our relationship with others, everybody wants happiness and no one wants suffering. We've cleared that ground of favoritism or judgmentalism. And our ethical practices and all the practices of generating merit create the necessary conditions for deeper spiritual insights and for higher goals. They reinforce each rung of the ladder, each step along the path, making it strong enough to support our journey to loftier heights of understanding. They become a safe haven to retreat to when things become too pressured or too difficult. Can you recall a time when a small positive action led to an unexpected positive outcome? This experience might illustrate how A seemingly minor ethical choice can have far-reaching effects on our spiritual progress. It's like realizing that the care you put into crafting each rung of your ladder determines how securely and how high you can climb. How might focusing on ethical behavior and accumulating merit in this lifetime prepare you for future spiritual growth? You can develop a sense of natural confidence that even though our mind may sometimes become unstable or unsure, we can confidently retreat down to the lower rungs of non-harm, of physically watching our actions, and of keeping our communication kind, true, useful. How we physically act and how we speak is something we can control, we can rely on. We can still be a safe person to be around, and we ourselves can still find safety on these lower rungs, no matter what happens. If we find ourselves a little stranded on the higher rungs of the higher practices, we know we have these rungs to support us, that we never have to fall off the path. So recognize how we can approach each ethical decision as if we are crafting another rung on our spiritual ladder. So, with this insight into the importance of the practices in common with the lower scope, as we recite the refuge, going through the various versions of the refuge prayer, light and nectar flow from the refuge field, inspiring us with the conduct and the communication of enlightenment. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge until I'm enlightened in the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones, may I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones, may I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I take refuge in the three rare sublime ones, may I become a Buddha to benefit all transmigratory beings. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. I go for refuge to the Guru, to the Buddha, to the Dharma, to the Sangha. Lama la kyabsu chiwo, Sangya la kyabsu chiwo, Chola kyabsu chiwo, Kendo la kyabsu chiwo, Lama la kyapsu chi wo, sangye la kyapsu chi wo, cho la kyapsu chi wo, kenjin la kyapsu chi wo. Lama la kyapsu chi wo, sangye la kyapsu chi wo, cho la kyapsu chi wo, kenjin la kyapsu chi wo. Lama la kyapsu chi wo, sangye la kyapsu chi wo. And as we recite the refuge recitations, the light and nectar flow from the refuge field and purify all of our unskillful physical actions, all of our harmful speech and communication. And all of the afflictive emotions and wrong views that motivate those. And feel in particular that all of your ethics are cleaned. Not only are the negativities purified, but all of the bias and the favoritism is washed away. So that our beneficial behavior doesn't lead to competition or conflict, but benefits all equally, because all equally, regardless of whether they're a friend, enemy, or stranger, deserve help, need help, are just like us in yearning for guidance and protection, in yearning for a refuge. So feel that the light and nectar from the refuge field continuously washes through you, purifying and strengthening your ethics. And feel that your entire being, when you are with the sentient beings, becomes like a refuge to others, safe to be with, at the very least, non-harming, and for that, being able to be a safe harbor for others. And to feel that you come completely under the protection of the three jewels of refuge, the three rare sublime ones. Completely different from our worldly refuge. And in particular, feel that as the light and nectar stream into you, your ethics become protected, they become strong. Being under the guidance of the three rare sublime ones, your body and speech are also under the guidance of the three rare sublime ones. That you and others have the protection of ethical conduct. And that living in ethics becomes a joy in itself. It's a joyous mode of being. When you are alone, meditating, reflecting, caring for your mind. Refuge undertakes the repair of your mind. And when you are with others, interacting with the vast, varied sentient beings, your actions and communication are completely protected under the guidance of the three rare sublime ones. And in this way, all sentient beings come under the care and protection of the refuge field. Feel that all of your life force and merits have increased. Your whole being is luminous with the blessings of refuge and with the very foundation practices, the very meaning of Dharma, not harming others. So gradually, the refuge field begins to dissolve into the light, and this is drawn into the central gurus. your various direct gurus also melt into light and absorb into your root guru, who becomes incredibly vibrant, healthy, radiant, grows smaller and smaller and absorbs into Shakyamuni Buddha's heart, but without dissolving into light, staying there very clearly at Shakyamuni's heart. Shakyamuni Buddha grows brighter and smaller, comes across space, melts down through your crown, and this light comes to rest at the level of your heart. Meditating on the oneness of oneself and the guru, on the emptiness of the I. Because of the emptiness of the I, the great Dharmakaya, your mind and the mind of Guru Buddha are in one taste of emptiness. And within this one taste of emptiness, also one taste in suchness. So, from this state of transcendental wisdom bliss, through the power of your bodhicitta, you spontaneously arise into a form to continue helping sentient beings. We can recite the mantra. Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaya Swaha. 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 And then dedicating the merits of this meditation to our vast and profound aims. Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel bodhicitta, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore. May the precious view of emptiness, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore. May the precious realization of the two stages, not yet born, arise and grow. May that born have no decline, but increase forevermore. The wish-granting, wish-fulfilling jewel, source of every single benefit and happiness in this world, to the incomparably kind Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be spontaneously fulfilled. For the swift recognition, finding of the reincarnation, in holding and spreading the Muni's precious and complete teachings through explanation and practice, you wore the armor of patience that is never discouraged. Incomparable venerable guru, to you I make this request. For all of our precious gurus, may my venerable lama's life be firm, his white divine actions spread in the 10 directions. May the torch of the teachings of Losung always remain, dispelling the darkness of all beings in the three realms. And that completes our second session of the morning.